Hello, this is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International Association. We're starting our ongoing training and certification calls here, and mentoring. And the purpose of these calls is to help you with your questions. I'll be doing ongoing training as well with lots of great topics on coaching and marketing techniques and business development and anything related to your business, whether it's coaching, also speaking and writing, being an author, all kinds of things that can help make a great income and a great satisfying career for you. So feel free to ask your questions. I'd like you to try to come to these calls with questions in mind. So the more questions you have, the more I can be of help to you. That would be great. So we'll be doing these calls every the second and fourth Thursday of the month at the same time, 10 a.m. Pacific time. So the second and fourth Thursdays of the month, put that on your calendar for 10 a.m. I know Dr. Andrew Collier I just interviewed him last night, and he was saying that he's definitely going to be on every call, every one of these calls, because he considers them so valuable. So the next one would be May 12th. Yeah, just making sure that's right. May 12th and then May 26th, so you can put that on your calendar there for 10 a.m. And bring your questions. That'll be great. I just got a chance to interview Dr. Andrew Collier last night, who's one of our he's been taking the course. He's now a certified performing edge coach, and also he's a guest faculty member here. He's a chiropractor. And so that I interviewed him on productivity tips, how you can get more time in your life and how you can do things more efficiently and just have less stress and get more done. So that'll be recorded up in the members area in the next day here, too, as a great resource for you. So, I see people are coming on the call. Well, welcome, Sue. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great, yeah. So that's great. I was just telling everyone that we'll have these calls every the second and fourth Thursday of the month at the same time at 10 a.m. So the next one would be May 12th and then May 26th, if you want to mark your calendars for that. That would be great. So, today wanted to talk about, some of the top 15 ways to make a strong recurring income, doing what you love, passionate, coaching. There's so many different ways we can use our content and with coaching and, giving people the information that they need. So we'll talk about that. And first, I just wanted to ask if you have questions to start off with. Anything that's on your mind right now that you'd like to need help with? You guys go ahead and the line's open if you want to say anything.
This is CJ, and I don't have any questions right now. I'm just really looking forward to this making a strong recurring income. I'm really intrigued to hear that. So that's kind of my main focus right now.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. And Sue, if you have any questions, just let me know.
I don't have any right now.
Okay, that sounds good. And Christo's coming on the line, and also Nicole. So great. So repurposing, the key is whenever you do one item, one action, you want to think, well, how many different ways could I repurpose this so that I could, have this same content in many different formats and sell it in many different ways. So for instance, thinking of, I just thought of one a few days ago that's really been golden for me, and I think can be for you too. Let's say, someone calls with an inquiry about their, a client, and they've got a question about some problem that they're having. You can, answer their question in an email. If you have something like Dragon Dictate or Dragon Speaking Naturally, the voice recognition software, then you can do it very quickly. We speak four times as fast as we write, so I'll just say it into my microphone, which then types it right onto the email for that person And then, so it's in an email. For instance, a past client called the other day, and she said she's getting ready for a triathlon, wants to qualify for Kona, for the Ironman triathlon, and is doing another Ironman, and is getting really nervous about the competition, because now it's she has to place in the top three in a race in order to get that slot to be able to go to the Hawaii Ironman triathlon. And so I talked about that. I thought that's an interesting topic, and it's something that she needs, and probably that a lot of people need, how to handle nervousness and athletes want to handle that. There's many different kinds of nervousness and anxiety about all sorts of different things. You could write a whole, series of articles on that, fears. And in fact, Runner's World magazine just interviewed me on an article that they're doing on running fears that'll come out in September. So I, thought about all the different anxieties and fears that people have. And so in this article, or in this email, I just wrote an email to this client who was asking a question, and then I thought, what if I just take that material I did, I just wrote to her, and, take out the name, remove the names in the so that it's confidential, and then that, because that information is so universal and other people need it as well, then just make that into a blog post. And so you could take that same material, the same time that I spent thinking of the response for her as a client, then if you remove the name so you're not, so you're not revealing any personal information, then you can turn it into a blog post, and then you can expand it into an article, and then, which you could write for a magazine, and you could sell it to them. You could also turn it into a special report. So a special report is just basically a detailed article or a collection of articles. And it's funny, when you call it a special report, all of a sudden it has a higher perceived value. People think, oh, it's a special report. I'll pay for that. Right? I'm not going to pay for an article, but if it's a special report, well. You know how that goes. It's all in the packaging, right, as they say. So, and you have, you make it look a little bit nicer as a PDF or something. Then you've got it, you could sell it as a PDF, online. Make it into an ebook then. So that's another way to make income from it. And it can be a recurring income, because you can just have it on your website all the time. And just have, and then as people go to your website and they find this ebook, they purchase it there. So you can have a free ebook, which could be a shorter version kind of thing, and then in the free ebook you could put in links to be able to go to your ebook that you're selling, and so it's called like an upsell, being able to go from one product to another, and then people are buying your other ebook. Yeah, another way you could do it is create a whole series. Say if you got ebook number one on, let's say, fear and anxiety, then you could create ebook number two on confidence and how to get to that confident place. You could write another ebook on focusing, and have a whole series of those. So once people buy ebook number one, of course you talk about ebook number two. And so you get them wanting your whole series of ebooks. So that's a great way to get people into your sales funnel. Does that kind of make sense to everyone?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's something that's easily with ebooks. There's no cost. That's great. You just write. You're basically just writing words on your computer and then turning it into a PDF file. And that's all an ebook is, basically, is a PDF file, and you just put a cover on it. So, if you want to get the cover, you get that website I've mentioned to you before, the resource, Fiverr.com, Fiverr, it's got two R's at the end, .com, that you can get an ebook cover for $5. Anything on that website, it's amazing, people will do for you for $5. And you can get, really good covers actually of from people on that website. There's graphic artists that really, and technical people really need work right now, so they're willing to, you know, do things for $5 to, you know, to get their feet wet, to get their name out there. So you can work with them, and if you do a cut, let's say you do a series of ebooks, and you don't have to keep paying a graphic artist, you know, over and over to design a whole new cover. You just say the, like for me, you know, your Performing Edge for runners, I could say, and then I could do another ebook, your Performing Edge for tennis players, and so you just have the same cover, but you just have, you know, you just make it so that you've got the, whenever you work with a graphic artist, it's good to get the original source files. Like if you have Photoshop, then you can go in yourself and make small changes for the next book so that you don't have to have somebody else do it. If you want to do it yourself, you could just change, you know, have them create a little space where you just put in, fill in the blank kind of thing so that you... You know, that kind of thing. So, Christo in, you know, South Africa is working with rugby players. You know, you could do mental toughness training for rugby players and then mental toughness training for squash players or that kind of thing. So that you create a series and you don't have to keep reinventing the wheel kind of thing. Or that's not a series, but I'd say different books for different audiences kind of thing. So you've got, you could create basically the same content. You could talk about focus and about fears and, you know, just put in the word tennis players instead of rugby players. Of course, you got to change a little bit of the language, but you could create these books for sports-specific audiences. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then within that, you could take, you know, you could create a series, you know, like let's say you want to write a book for runners, then you can create a whole series within that so that they want to buy. Usually if someone likes your material, then they want to buy the whole thing. So, so that's one way to create, you know, a whole series of income through those special reports and series of e-books. Another thing you can do in along those same lines, I was thinking of, is online or phone. You know, when you do phone coaching with someone, you know, you've got client notes, and from that client, of course, you can't share those notes with the whole world because it's got their, you know, their individual information. But a lot of times those case studies are really valuable to other people, that the learning that you've received. So what if you could take that same material, again, from you've done from your individual coaching, like if you're doing coaching over the phone, like I've been doing for years, I've got years and years of all these, you know, notes I've taken from people who I've worked with, and, you know, because I'm typing, you can be typing on your computer. If you have a headset, that's the best way to do it, talking on the phone, then you're typing their information as they're telling it to you. And as well as your advice and your tips. So that's a wealth of information there that you're already doing with one client. So what if you could take all that information, let's say that you had from one client, and you remove the individual information, their name and the place and anything that would identify them, and then turn that into a case study or a or just the learning, you could turn that into tips. So that's another way that you could, and then you could do all those things that we talked about before. You could do an article, a special report, an ebook. You could record it for audio to create a learning, an audio that you could sell on your website. You know, 10 ways to handle injury, to create accelerated healing from an injury. Okay, so that's another great way that you could repurpose information that you already have from clients that you've worked with before. And also, you know, we assume that, like, there's so many people that want things for free, want us to do things for free, and, like, magazine, you know, blog posts and that kind of thing. A lot of times most people want you to write for those things for free. But you don't have to assume that. A lot of times, they will pay you as well. So it's always good to ask if a magazine or a blog will pay you to write guest articles. So that's another way to get paid is to be a paid writer. Road running, it's RRCA, Roadrunners Club of America. The woman executive director there just hired me to write an article for, and she said, yeah, I do pay for good content. So, I asked her about the specifics, and she gave those to me. And so we just, it was a very simple conversation, 15-minute conversation on the phone. And she said, yeah, just send me an article by June, and we'll get it in our summer issue or our next issue, and then we'll cut you a check for that. So, and then always after that conversation, you want to send them an email confirming the details and make sure they get that in writing so they tell you exactly what they're going to pay you. So, and if they ask you what do you charge, then I would always start with a higher fee because you can always go lower, but you can't go higher, that kind of thing. But, I've been paid as high as, for one blog, one website a few years ago, they paid me $2,000 per article. It was amazing.
Wow.
That blew me away. I said to them, I just picked a number out of my hat. you just try things out and see what works. And I said, have $2,000 for an article. And then they didn't get back to me for a few days. I thought, oh, geez, I blew them out of the water with that. It's too high a number. I probably lost them. And then they called back and they said, okay, we'll pay you the $2,000. And I just about fell over. I thought, oh my gosh, they actually went for it. So it was a real lesson to me that if you don't ask, the answer is always no, right?
Yeah.
So your value sometimes can be much higher than you think it will be. So that's another way to get, income is just magazines in your area on healing, magazines. A lot of times they will pay you for articles. And then what you want to do is if you do get your foot in the door with a magazine or blog post, then they ask them if you can do a regular column. I've done that before where you can write a regular column once a month. That's how I got started with my writing, was writing here for a local magazine called The Schedule, and I wrote an article every month. And first I started writing for free, and then they paid me, and those articles started accumulating once a month because I had that deadline. I had to get an article in every month. So eventually I realized, hey, I could put all these articles into a book. And so after a couple of years of writing those articles, I started accumulating them, and that became the Your Performing Edge book, to put that all together. So that's a great way if you can get something where you're writing a regular column for a magazine or any kind of publication, even if it's free, then you're getting so much great exposure, regular exposure. And actually online, people think, well, magazines are more prestigious in some ways, but actually online articles are even better because people can click on your link and go to your website, and they're likely to go there very quickly. So that's another way to make income. So and another way I was thinking of too. Great. Is someone? Oh, I'm not sure what that was. Anyway, maybe Krista was trying to get on the line from South Africa. If you are, Krista, we're here. We're waiting for you. Krista just did his MP3 file for his squash client, Ruan. And, it was Krista, if you're listening, it was a fantastic MP3. I thought, very soothing and relaxing and flowing. And you gave all the details of being able to starting by the ocean side to get the client relaxed, and then going to the squash game, and it was just really fantastic. So I wanted to thank you for sending me that, and I'll give you more feedback as well. So now another area, a way of getting income. This is an easy one too. Is when you're speaking for an organization, you want to it's good to practice the the speech ahead of time, right? So if you're going to, as long as you're practicing it anyway, why not just record it into an audio MP3 file? You know, you've got your Audacity working now, right? We've all got that down.
Oh,
so you can
yeah.
just take your microphone, record it into Audacity as you're, so you're practicing, and then you've got this MP3 file. Then you can quickly, you know, you just drag it and